older kids that are skeletally mature and the adults, it's a whole different ball game where they have learned the skills and they're either playing senior high, college, or certainly professional, where they're surrounded with a great deal of support in terms of their medical care and their coaching and safety that a lot of these younger kids don't have, and especially in some of the rural communities.
With this particular age group, the younger age group, are there things that you look for or that you look to prevent more so than, say, other age groups?
Absolutely. In a developing child, when it comes to their musculoskeletal system, the ends of their long bones, their physeal plates are wide open. That's what allows us to grow linearly in height. But a lot of these things can be prevented by the proper technique in terms of, say, little league football and blocking and tackling, and eliminating a lot of those drills when they do hit their head on the ground or they're hit with another player's helmet or knee, where the brain is moved violently inside the skull and they suffer a mild traumatic brain injury, which is what a concussion is, and they have those symptoms and they're immediately taken out of the game, not to return that day, or certainly not to return without a physician's approval. And it's something that we're going out of our way to educate the public, as well as coaches and parents and athletes.
Have you seen over the past couple of years a higher prevalence of a certain type of injury amongst young athletes?
In the case of concussion, for instance, prior to 2010, we'd see probably about 20 in a year's time, in a school year, and then the High School Athletic Association in the state of Alabama added the concussion rule to their rules and regulations in 2010. We saw about 60. And then this past year, after the state law was passed, we saw 360 in our concussion clinic. That was a 500% increase. And I don't think that we had that many more concussions. We had that much more awareness that they needed to be checked out.
We're kicking off the football season for high school and a lot of younger sport levels as well. Is there a particular time of the year where they see a higher prevalence of injury?
Well, particularly in football, you're going to go through an acclimatization period in the South and with the heat and humidity, and that's why the rules require them to go, I believe, 3 days in shorts before they go into full pads. So there's conditioning, and then there's football conditioning where you're having contact during practice, and usually it takes about 10 days to acclimatize and get into the condition to go through a practice. And we see a lot of muscle cramping, and you need to be paying attention to hydration so that you're replenishing the water weight that you lose between practices and those type things. And then after they get into the season, sometimes they can sustain a little nagging injury that they continue to practice and play, and it becomes progressively worse so that it holds them out, when if they were to stay out initially when they had it and rehabilitated it, if it didn't require surgery, then they would have had a better chance of going through the rest of the season without it, you know, without it preventing them from playing or lessen their effectiveness depending on the position they play.